Shalom Aleichem, everyone. It's Tes Sivan, Monday, Tes Sivan, Tavshin Peivav. We're still under the aura, the Yemei Tashlumin, of Chag HaShavuos, the Baruch Hashem. We had the schus of experiencing on Friday and Shabbos of last week. And I want to share with you, Be'ikr, what I share with my Kehila at the Yizkor Drasha on the second day of Yontif. But it was a bit of a continuation of the Drasha the first night, the Psicha, so to speak, to the Yontif. And I'd like to share these words of Chizuk with you as well. The first night of Yontif, I was nesayrit to talk about the concept of V'sein Chalkeinu B'sei Rasecha. Earlier in the week, I had given in the Life of Torah of Our Leaders a shir on Rabbi Yosef David Zinsheim, Zichrono Livracha, known as the Yad David, who was the Rosh Sanhedrin of Napoleon Sanhedrin that he made. And at the end of his life, when he was busy in Paris with the Sanhedrin and with the Jewish Council and all different types of things there, he wrote his sefer called Minchas Ani, as we spoke about in the shir. He called him Minchas Ani because he was an Ani, didn't have his sfarim with him, and busy with Tzorchei Tzibur, and yet he found time to learn. In the end of Chelek Sheni, he hands it off and he says, Po Paris Yom Gimel, Gimel L'Chodesh Sivan Tav Kuf Ayin 1810, Rishon Mimei Hagbalah, Bizman Shamda Avisena Bar Sinai L'Kabos Atera Tmima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yizakeini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the schus lechadesh chidushei Torah shekibel nishmasi bar Sinai. To me mechadesh chidushei Torah that my neshama received at Har Sinai. And I was the Sairer, and I right away came to mind v'sein chalkeinu b'sei rasecha. And the drasha was about this idea. There is a al shech hakadosh that the Welt says, v'sein chalkeinu b'sei rasecha, that we daven in davening, is for this chelek that we received at Har Sinai. Now it seems that the Alshech himself didn't say it on those words, but he said the Yesaid, and someone along the line, shteled it too to the words, v'sein chalkeinu b'sei rasecha. And this Alshech is an Eshes Chayil in Mishlei, and we went through the Alshech word by word inside. And the basic idea, says the Alshech, that all neshamas that were ever going to be born from that day at Tzayv Kol HaDoros were at Har Sinai, and all nefashas yesh lam yachas b'Torah, every neshama has a connection to Torah, kol achas b'achas min b'chinoseha, every neshama has a chelik in Torah, in some chelik in Torah, v'chol achas hachelik shu misyachis ole eleo, mi'oz nitan lo yachelik ahu. And every chelik in Torah that is perfect for that neshama was given at Har Sinai, lechad shepoi, to then when he comes to the world to be mechadish his chidushei Torah. And he learns that into the psukim, in Tehillim, Malchit Tzvois, Yidoidun, Yidoidun, Unevas Bayis, Techalek Shalol, Nevas Bayis is referring to the neshamas, Techalek Shalol, divide it up. The booty, kolachas notzla chelek be'emes hamisyaches lo. Every neshama took a chelek, a portion of Torah that it's specific for it, misyaches lo, ki hu shilala, it's his booty, it's his spoils. Shilala, it's perfect for that neshama. Ve'lo yischadesh ba'olam ki me'apia. And this Torah will only be brought to the world through this neshama. And he continues and he says, however, kiasher lo chelek gadol b'Torah shekibla nafsha miyoz lo yala aruche shebli amal v'yegia tovel le'achar yivaldei. Don't think that you're going to get that Torah without amal and yegia, because adarab, the opposite is true. When a person's born, he forgets all the Torah he learned, and he forgets, says the Alshech, the Torah that's his Torah, the chelek he got in his neshama at Har Sinai. V'leitoshu ve'lov. It only comes back at Chiyishkoid al Dalsis Beis Hamedrash Yoim Yoim Biga V'Yimotze. That's Yogata U'Matzosa. If you toil, Matzosa you'll find. What will you find? You'll find your Torah, what's yours. Like a mitziah, you lost something and you find it again. Bekachi darka shel Torah. And this was the simcha of the Chag HaShavuos, that every person stood at Har Sinai, every neshama was at Har Sinai, and received the chelik b'Torah. And from that alshich, v'sein chalkeinu, b'seira secha, is where the Vart came. Give us our chelik in the Torah. It's our chelik, only our chelik. Nobody else has this chelik. We are responsible for it. It's our job to bring it to the world. V'sein chalkeinu b'seira secha. And that's the simcha v'chag HaShavuos. And on the second day, before Yizkor, we said the following. First, as just a bit of a tidbit, the Sefer HaPardes L'Rashi brings down about the tefillah of Adir Adireinu that we say in Musaf on Shalosh Regalim Yom Neiroim. So in the Sefer HaPardes it says there that really Adir Adireinu should only be said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, and not more. Lefi Hushir Shal Malachim. It's the Shir of Malachim. Mo'adar Shimcha B'chal Oretz. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitul Ches. It's the Shir of Malachim. V'lo Hitiru Lo Imroi Elebeila Hayomim Shemei Hadin. The Shir of Malachim is not something for people. Only on the Yemei Hadin do we have a right to say it, where they matter us to say it, says the Sefer HaPardes. And perhaps that's why we say it on Yom Kippur by every tefillah, because we're like more like Malachim on that day. You don't say it on other Yom Tovim and on Shabbos. Avo Rabbeinu El Yakim Gozer L'Shliach Tzibur Lo Imrei Pamachas Be'atzeres. But Rabbeinu El Yakim was Gozer on the Shliach Tzibur to say it on Shavuos. Mishum Haytaima, because the Gemara tells us in Gemara and Shabbos Peches that the Malachim said, Mo'adir Shimcha B'chal Aretz, what was the end? You're already so grand in the world, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but the Torah belongs here in Shamayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu disagreed with the Malachim, and he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So says Rebbe Yochim, that shir, the Malachim said, B'shas Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Yisrael, Hashem Adineinu Ma'adar Shimcha B'chal Aretz, and therefore it's proper that it should be said on Shavuos. And I thought maybe the Amkus is that the Rebbeinu Shem disagreed with them. And we don't say the word Tznohit Chal HaShamayim. We just say Mo'adir Shimcha B'chal Aretz. And we continue Vo'y Hashem L'melech Al Chal Aretz Adir Rabba. This is where Malchus Hashem is. This is where the Torah is. So it's not just that the Malachim said this shir on Shavuos. Pumfakert. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them the godless of Yom Tov of Shavuos, that we got the Torah in this world is Mo'adir Shimcha B'chal Aretz, and yes, the Torah is going to be in this world. So I just pointed out to the Olam that the Adir Adireinu, I don't know in history, I didn't really research it, when Adir Adireinu became part of all Shalosh Regalim, but the Adir Adireinu of Shavuos is a different Adir Adireinu than Yomim Neiroim or the other Yom Tovim. It's in Yonah D'Yoyma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu disagreed with the Malachim. They were Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that Shevach brought them to say, give us the Torah. And Hashem said, no, the Torah goes down to the world. And therefore we say, V'hoyah Hashem L'melech al kol haaretz. B'yoyma hu yeh Hashem echad u'shamay echad. What did I tell the Olam? Shavuos was Shabbos. And the truth is, this is exactly the way it fell out in the year of Matan Torah, the way we paskined that Matan Torah was actually on Zayin Sivan, not on Vav Sivan. And it was Shabbos. But Akol Moedim, the Gemara says, everyone agrees, whether it was Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan, everyone agrees Matan Torah was on Shabbos. Why is Shabbos so important for Matan Torah? Why is it necessary, no matter it was Vav or Zayin, but it was for sure on Shabbos? What's the connection of Matan Torah on Shabbos? And especially, it's a year that we've been talking about Shabbos. Shabbos Yom HaKippurim. Next year is Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, Ba'aleinu L'Toiva. We've been talking about Chizukim in Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos in Svira, Sheva Shabbos, Tamimais, Mimacharas HaShabbos. And now we have Matan Torah on Shabbos, the way it was the first Matan Torah. What is the connection? How are we able to learn from that? We said on Yontif, on Shabbos and Yontif, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. On Yontif we just say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Hashem is Mekadesh Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh the Zman. We make Rosh Chodesh and we make with the Yomim Tovim Ar. On Shabbos we add in Mekadesh HaShabbos and Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So the Gemara in Masechet Brachos is bothered. We have a rule that in a bracha we don't have two different themes. So Yisrael v'hazmanim is one theme. How is Yisrael mekadesh hazmanim? Because Hashem was mekadesh Yisrael, and Yisrael is mekadesh hazmanim. Hashem is mekadesh haShabbos. But when you put Shabbos v'Yisrael v'hazmanim together, it's two different things. Hashem is mekadesh haShabbos, and He's also mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. So the Gemara wants to know, why is it that this is true, that you could have two themes in the same bracha? And the Gemara says it's an exception to the rule, the Gemara in Brachos. All other times we don't have two themes in a bracha, in a chasim of a bracha, but here it's an exception. But there is a text in the Gemara, the Girs of the Rif, that says, no, the Gemara answers, Hacha haba atalya. It's really all one thing. Says the Ran, what does that mean? That means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Es HaShabbos. And the Shabbos is Mekadesh Yisrael, who's Mekadesh Hazmanim. That the Klal Yisrael gets its Kedusha from Shabbos. Not Mekadesh HaShabbos, one thing, and Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim. Hashem is Mekadesh HaShabbos, and from Kedusha Shabbos, Klal Yisrael gets their Kedusha, and they're able to Mekadesh Hazmanim. And the Avudram explains that, therefore, really, every Yontif we should say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. He just says, because since on a regular Shabbos we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, it'll look as if on a regular Yontif we're saying Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. It's not Shabbos today. Mechzik HaShikra. Doesn't look true. Even though if you go into the depth of the understanding of the bracha, it means Hashem is Mekadesh the Shabbos, and Shabbos is Mekadesh Yisrael, who's Mekadesh Hazmanim. We're not saying today is Shabbos, but it just doesn't, at first glance, it won't look right. So according to this, Klal Yisrael's Kedusha comes from Shabbos. What's the connection? What's the connection? In the Sefer Keheles Yitzchak, Parshas Mitzora, he brings a drasha there from Rabbi Yaakov Mivilna, the great Darshan Amahulo, Apatit Agodol. Rabbi Yaakov Mivilna. Who's Rabbi Yaakov Mivilna? Rabbi Yaakov Mivilna, the Maggid of Vilna, we know as Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef was the first chief rabbi, or the chief rabbi of New York. Rav HaKollel he was called, and Nebuch, because of the Jews there, he suffered a bitter, bitter end. Tragic end. But in Europe, he was from the Magidim, the great Gedolim, Rabbi Yaakov Mivilna. And in that Russia, and you could sort of hear maybe what was going on in Vilna at the time, he says as follows. We all know, Chazal tell us, Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, but later on, Vayisyatsu b'sachtes ahar, Kofa aleim har kegigis Hashem, took the mountain and held it over us like a vat, and forced us to be Mekabel the Torah. Taisus asks, what happened to Nasa v'Nishma? Taisus gives his answer. Says Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Mivilna, Meir deGevurt. Nasa v'Nishma is Beloshen Rabbim. Klal Yisrael said, we're willing to accept and keep the Torah when the Tzibur's keeping it, when the Rabbim's keeping it, when we're all together and we're all mechazik each other, so then we'll keep the Torah. But that I should have a personal achrayis to keep the Torah when perhaps the Tzibur is not keeping the Torah. If everyone's being Mechal or Shabbos, I have to be the odd one out and be Meiser Nefesh for Shabbos. No, that's too hard. That's too hard for us, said Klal Yisrael. So Nasa v'Nishma, we're willing. When we're all in it together, we're willing. But there should be a personal Kabbalah HaTorah, a personal Achrayis, that we weren't willing. But that's not how it works. Kof aleim har kegigis, Hashem forced us and said no. Yishakeinim in Ashikos Piyu, says the Medrash in Shir HaShirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a every dibur of the Aseres HaDibrois around to each and every person. He says, are you Mekabalit? And they said, hein, we're Mekabalit. There was a personal Kabbalah HaTorah with the Kof Aleim HaKigigis, because Klal Yisrael were only Mekabal Baratzin, Nasa V'Nishma. And therefore he says, every person has a personal Achrayis in Kabbalah HaTorah. No matter what's going on around them, they have an Achrayis to keep the Torah, and to be Moser Nefesh for the Torah, and to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, when the world around them, and even Klal Yisrael around them, is not necessarily up to par. So we see from here, like we said before, this V'sein Chalkeinu B'Seira Secha, every person received his personal Chalik and Torah, but along with that personal Chalik and Torah came his own personal Kabbalah HaTorah, his own responsibility. The privilege of receiving a personal Chalik B'Torah came with the Achrayis and the responsibility to be Mekabalah HaTorah. I have a personal responsibility. Yes, I could get chizuk from the tzibur, but I have a personal responsibility to shteig and to grow and to connect to my personal chelek and Torah, chelki b'seira. And when every individual recognizes that responsibility and accepts upon himself and grows in his Torah, the whole tzibur is nesale, and they get chizuk from each other, and it's exponentially growth ad ein shir. When it comes to Shabbos, we found a very interesting thing. The Radvaz in a tshuva, he's bothered by, or someone asked him, this concept l'chayra Shabbos, why is it that different time zones have different Shabbos? And we're keeping Shabbos when it's weekday in another place, and the opposite. We should all keep Shabbos at the same time. Now, one may be able to ask that about Yom Tovim as well, but he's focusing on Shabbos, as we'll see in a moment. Now, I heard a beautiful machshava. What is unique about Shabbos? What's unique about Shabbos? If a person has no idea when a day is, he's able to figure out when a day begins and when a day ends. The sun rises and the sun sets. A day is dependent on the Teva. A month, he can figure out with the moon. When a month begins, when a month ends. It's totally in the Teva. A year, can figure out with the sun. When it starts and when it ends. All of those times are totally in the Teva. The one thing that no one could ever figure out on their own is a week. Because a week has no shaykhis to the Teva. 7 days? What 7 days? When does the week start? When the week end? Why is a week 7 days? Why does the whole world consider a week 7 days? You know why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu imprinted into the world the concept that he created the world in 6 days, and there's a seventh day when he rested. And everyone, all the religions feel like that. The whole world. They argue Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, whatever it is. But there's a 7 day week is universally accepted. And in fact, in this same Shir on the Yad David, during the French Revolution, there were 3 years there of Hashmadas, Hadas. They're mamish out to destroy not just Yiddishkeit, all religions, till Napoleon came along and became much more liberal, and then it became more of a assimilation issue. But Hashmadas Hadas, the Yad, I said in the share, the Yad David, son-in-law of Avram Orbach, was a moyel in Strasbourg. During those years, he was Meiser Nefesh for Mila, his son writes, on the Sharblat of his father Sefer on Mila. And in the Mishpacha, the Orbach Mishpacha of their family, there's a Masari, he was sentenced to be put to death by guillotine for Bris Mila, for giving Bris Mila to Klal Yisrael's children. At the last moment, the head of the revolution over there was killed, and because of that, the Gzeira was bottled. But one of the things that they did at that time was, they said the week is no longer 7 days. It's a 10-day week. Even they understood that 7 days revolves around religion. There's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam who created the world, and he rested on Yom HaShvi, like it says in the Torah. If you want to eradicate all religions, make a 10-day week. Someone told me the Russians tried that as well. They understand that. That means it's Yodua. It's Yodaya Sribayne Mechav and Limroi Boy. Because a week is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stempel in the world. Not on the Teva. It's not dependent on Teva. There's nothing that decides how many days a week is. But their entire world is makabel this as a given. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu stamp on the world. But there's a halacha by Hilchas Shabbos that if a person's in the midbar, he doesn't know when Shabbos is, what does he do? He counts 7 days and he keeps 6 days and he keeps the seventh as Shabbos. Why? Says the Radvaz, his lashon is, Shabbos nimsera l'chol echad miYisrael. There's a personal connection every yid has for Shabbos, ki ois hi beini uveinechem. It's an ois between me and you, just like Bris Mila is a personal ois on every person between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shabbos, says the Radvaz, is a ois bris l'chol echad ve'echad. There's a personal connection every yid has with the Rabbeinu Shalom on Shabbos. It's given over to every person, and therefore it's totally in what place you're in, because it's totally in me. And if I don't even know when Shabbos is, I still count 6 days and I make a Shabbos, because every yid has a personal connection and he needs a Shabbos no matter what, and for him that's his Shabbos. It's a personal connection that Shabbos has. Why? Because just like Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ois, an imprint on the world, Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ois, an imprint on the world. And just like Shabbos and a week defines and shows there's Rabbeinu Shalom in this world, Klal Yisrael shows there's Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. And therefore every Yid in Klal Yisrael has a specific connection to Shabbos, different than all other mitzvahs. Ki ois hi beini uveinechem. And therefore, when you're stuck on a desert island, no idea when the day of Shabbos actually is, you count 6 days and you make your personal Shabbos. Because every yid has a personal connection to Shabbos. And therefore, since that's the whole yisayit of Shabbos, Matan Torah, which is every yid's personal Kabbalah HaTorah, that every yid, like Rabbi Yaakov Yosef said, every yid had to be mekabel his personal Kabbalah HaTorah. Besides the Klolius Nasa V'Nishma, I'm mekabel my personal Kabbalah HaTorah. And therefore I get and I'm zoicha to my personal Chelek B'Torah. When does that have to happen? On the day of Shabbos. Ki ois hi beini uveinechem. That day that every yid has a personal connection between him and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's a bris beini uveinechem. Every yid has a personal kabbalas haShabbos, personal connection to Shabbos between him and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Then he's able to stand at Har Sinai and get his personal chelak b'Torah and make his personal kabbalas haTorah. Mekadesh HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh HaShabbos in the world. An individual Kabbalah to the whole world understands as a Shabbos. And from that Shabbos, he's Mekadesh Yisrael, as the Ran said. There's an individual bris between each person in Klal Yisrael and Shabbos and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Klal Yisrael is that Mekadesh Hazmanim with the Kedushas Yisrael, where Mekadesh Hazmanim. And that's the Yisoid of why Matan Torah was Dafka on Shabbos. Because Shabbos has a unique chelik to it, that it's a personal connection. And that personal connection is what Klal Yisrael has in the Torah and in Kabbalah HaTorah. A personal Kabbalah, v'sein chalkeinu b'seira secha. And therefore, when we have now a Matan Torah, Zayin Sivan, on the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, and this year was on a Shabbos, a year, as we said, as we've been focusing on Shabbos, looking forward to Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Zayin, which is a Shabbos, Habaleinu L'Toivah, if Mashiach doesn't come, and we're not Mekadesh Al Pi HaRi'iyah, we have to realize, our Kedusha comes from Shabbos. The more Kaddish we make the Shabbos, the more Mechabed the Shabbos, the more we have Oynik Shabbos, the more we're Nizer and Hilcha Shabbos, the more the Shabbos gives us Kedusha. The more Kedusha we have, the more we're able to live up to who we are as a Klal Yisrael, to be Zoichet to V'sein Chalkeinu B'sei Rasecha, to be Mekadesh Hazmanim. It all comes, its source, from Shabbos. And Shabbos is dependent on what we do with the Shabbos, how we make the Shabbos a better Shabbos. That is what brings the Shavuos Shabbos together. And as a chizuk for every one of us, as we go out, post-Shavuos, because really Shavuos, and that's also probably why Shavuos is called Shavuos. Shavuos is weeks, again, weeks is something special that is not totally in any teva. Kabbalah HaTorah, the yontif of what we call Shavuos, is called that. because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stempel in the world. And Kala Yisrael's stempel is the stempel of the Rebbe Hashem in the world. And his Torah is the stempel in the world. It all comes together on Azayin Sivan, Shechal Yois B'Shabbos. And as we look forward, after Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaShavuos is just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Kabbalah HaTorah, we're ready. But then, now let's see what we do with it. How's our Shabbos going to be? How's our Kabbalah HaTorah going to be? How's our V'sein Chalkeinu B'sei Rasecha going to be? We look around at a tzibur, look for chizuk, but take personal responsibility for our learning. Our learning should be better. V'sein Chalkeinu B'sei Rasecha, our learning should be better. To be mechadish those chidushei Torah that our neshama received at our Sinai, that nobody else in the world could be mechadish. Now chidushei Torah doesn't necessarily mean that you have to write svarim and kashas and papulim. Understanding in your way, a Rashi, a Tosfos, because every person understands it a little differently. That's called be mechadish chidushei Torah. That's your chelik of Torah that's necessary to be brought to the world that no one else could bring to the world. Only your neshama could bring it to the world. It's personal. Kabbalah HaTorah is personal. Chalkeinu B'sei Rasecha is personal. Our connection to Shabbos and the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ki Ois Hi Beinu Beinechem, is personal. We get together as a tzibur, but it's all built on the Echidim of Klal Yisrael. Every one of us is able to grow and be Zoicha B'Sein Chalkeinu B'sei Rasecha. Kol Tov, everyone.